Hey friends, welcome back to the Sowing the Seeds podcast. It's your host, Mia Jules. I am so excited because this is week 6. I've officially been doing this for 6 weeks, and if you have been here for the entire journey, I love you. Thank you so much. And all of the support has been so, so sweet, and I'm so excited for what's to come. Like I said, this is episode 6, and today's title is I stopped explaining myself to people who never saw me. This is about setting boundaries with those who only ever projected their version of you. Now, I've talked a great deal about fitting a mold and having people be, you know, misunderstanding of you, but today's topic is a little different because we are talking about over-explaining yourself, you know, you're trying to fit molds, you know, using smaller truths, like trying to fit in. And I've talked a lot about this before, but I thought this would be a great topic to cover as well. So you're trying to do all these things just to be heard by people who never truly listen to you. So personal story, obviously, flashback high school, which was fairly recent, obviously being myself and being nice and being loud and inclusive and just trying to make people like the real me was not like how I thought it would go. I thought people would be nicer and I thought everyone would be more inclusive, like I said, but you know, sometimes you're going to be surrounded by people and you're going to be in certain environments and it's not going to be like that, unfortunately. That goes to saying, obviously, freshman year, I tried to fit the mold and I tried to be quieter, more digestible, you know, not myself. And that was really difficult to deal with, like pretending every single day to fit in and try to fit their mold that they wanted me to be in, you know. There is no set mold, by the way. You don't need to be in a mold. Like, that is completely fake. Like, that's not real. If someone is trying to make you do that, even without saying those words, like, obviously take a step away from the situation or the environment you're in because it's not healthy. It's actually very, very toxic. Okay, John 1:11. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. Like, that is so huge. That spoke volumes over my life. That is such a huge Bible verse for me. Some people don't want to understand you, you know, and they want to shrink you so that they're comfortable. They don't care what you want. They don't care how you feel or, you know, your comfortability. They want to shrink you. They want to make you small. They want that control. And, you know, some of us are going to keep trying to fix their understanding, even though it's really just ignorance. And, you know, sometimes that can't be fixed. And you should not be the one trying to fix them, of course. Like, God is already working in their lives, and they just have to work with him, you know. You are not complex. They're just too limited in their willingness to even see you. They have such tunnel vision. They don't want to see you. They don't want to, you know, they want you to be quiet and, you know, fit a certain standard that you shouldn't have to fit or deal with at all. And listen, Jesus was misunderstood. I mean, people misunderstood his identity, his miracles. They misinterpreted this whole thing. They misinterpreted his heart. There are so many stories upon stories where he was misunderstood and misinterpreted. And he's just like us because we deal with that every single day. If you're dealing with that right now, I know exactly how that feels. You're not alone in that. You know, he never begged to be seen, but he continued walking in obedience to God. And I think that's so huge. Like, seeing Jesus and knowing his story, like, we can really reflect and do a lot of work in our own lives and just reflect and be like, we are exactly like him. Like, all of these stories are for a reason. They're for guidance. They're for, you know, teaching and learning. And I love it. It's great that we can relate back to that. And at the end of the day, God sees what they can't, what these people can't. You know, God sees your growth. He sees and he knows your calling. He sees your heart. You know, All of these things are misunderstood, but you're fully known by God even when you are misunderstood by man. 1 Samuel 16:7. The Lord does not look at things people look at. People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. And I think that's so huge, and that's something that I've been, you know, big on recently. Like, God is seeing my heart, even if other people think I have the wrong intentions or are, you know, all these things are being misunderstood or misinterpreted. Like, God knows my heart. He knows my, like, how my heart has softened over the years, how I'm using it for good and through him. You know, I'm doing that through him. And I think that's a really, really good thing to think about and remind yourself. But guys, you are not called to convince anything to anyone. You do not have to explain yourself. You know, you're called to be faithful and a follower of Jesus. Clarity, I've learned, comes with distance. So I'm pretty sure I've told this story before, but the summer before senior year, I took a huge break from, you know, friend groups and being friends with people, because I was friends with a lot of people, like different groups and stuff like that. I don't like to be defined or categorized to one group or one part, but I did take a break during the summer before senior year. Like, I just had to step away for a little bit, you know, everything was just a little too much. And like, stepping away from that, like from friendships and just like giving myself time to feel things and find clarity in that, that distance really helped me figure out who I was, how I wanted to live my life, how I wanted to glorify God. And like, it showed me so much. So if you're in a situation where you feel like you just need a break, or you just need distance, or maybe clarity on something, like, take that distance. Like, it is okay to take a break and take distance for yourself. You're human, you feel things, you have emotions, you know, you need a break. You can't just keep going until you shut down. Like, you have to take breaks in between. So if you have to distance yourself, if that's what it takes, you learn so much about yourself. It's really an endurance test, like being, you know, by yourself and independent and doing things, not relying on people, because you shouldn't be relying on people in the first place. We should be relying on God. And that's another thing I learned during that time. It was huge for me because I got out of my comfort zone. I met people I didn't even expect to meet. I was going to concerts and different places and doing a lot of things by myself, and it really showed me so much. And I felt like I was missing out on so much of life because I was bound to just one section of, you know, the same cycle over and over and over again. And if you feel like you're going through that right now, I think this is a sign. You know, not even I think, this is a sign. This is completely a sign from God, you know, that you're here listening to this, that this is hitting home for you, that maybe you need some distance for clarity, for yourself, for independence, you know, for more reliance on God. Like, maybe you need some time alone. Maybe you need to reflect and work on that part of yourself. This, of course, obviously, all, you know, entails prayer and, you know, perseverance and everything. So, okay, I got 3 bullet points for you. 1, stop over-explaining yourself to those who never were even willing to listen or see you to begin with. Let that sit in, you know. Think of the parts of your life where people, you have to constantly explain yourself, and you're like, why am I explaining myself? Like, think about that. Why are you over-explaining yourself to people who never were even willing to listen to you to begin with? 2, let the life you live speak louder than the words you say. Of course, the words you say are important, obviously, but, you know, the life you live, the way you reflect your faith and the way you're living your life is so important. Like, you are like a leader, like, you know, you are a leader in like certain parts of your life, and you know what those parts are. Obviously, I may not, but There's parts in my life where I have to be a leader, you know, during youth group and at church and stuff like that, because I'm a part of the worship team. But, and that's like parts where I'm have to be like, I have to let the life I'm living reflect, and you know, I have to let it speak louder than the words I'm saying, because sometimes, you know, sometimes words don't travel the right way and make you sound like you have the wrong intentions or something. And sometimes that does happen. There's misunderstandings, but you know, the life you live should always speak louder than the words you say. It's so important to live a life that, you know, someone can look up to. And that's really important to me as well. And lastly, number three, you do not have to be seen by everyone when you are fully known by your Father in heaven. Like, think about a part, like a place in life right now where you're just trying to be seen. You're just trying to be noticed. You're just trying to be known by people. Like, you do not have to do that, because you're fully known and seen and loved by God. Like, let that sink in, guys. You don't have to be seen by everyone when you're fully known. Wouldn't you rather be known than seen? You don't want to be seen. You want to be known. But guess what? God sees you too. And he sees everything that entails in your life. He sees your heart, your growth, your calling. And I think the biggest thing out of this episode was that certain people only benefit from you staying small and silent and agreeable and wounded. And that is just horrible. You know, don't let those people define you. Don't let them define your limits either. I've been so big on that. Like, these people don't get to define my limits. They don't get to define who I am or what I'm capable of doing or what I want to do. You know what I mean? Like, God loves you. He knows you. He sees you. And you don't have to perform. You don't have to explain. You know, you don't have to be digestible for people. You were created for so, so, so much more. And I hope you know that. And I hope that sticks with you. And I hope that speaks over your life in some sort of way. If you relate to this in any way, I'm so glad you're here listening. It was 100% a sign from God that you're even here listening to this, that you came across this. If you're, you know, in different parts of the country or in different countries, I've seen a lot of the viewers have been, you know, outside of the country, which is so awesome. But you are not here by accident. Like, you did not come across this by accident. This is for you. This is a sign. This is from God, and you're not alone. There are so many of us that are going through this or feeling this way, but you were created for so much more. You don't have to be digestible. You don't have to overexplain yourself. You can be just known and seen and loved fully by God, and you don't have to, you know, be seen by everyone, and your life should always speak louder than the words you say. These are all great things that I've spoken about today, and I hope they speak over your life. And I hope you have an amazing rest of your week. Thank you so much for tuning in. I will see you guys for episode 7 next week. Bye bye.